Last year, developmentally disabled residents in Washington State institutions choked to death, were sexually assaulted, and nearly drowned. That's according to a report being released Wednesday by Disability Rights Washington. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
The report chronicles what it calls failures and tragedies. They occurred in 2016 at Washington's residential rehabilitation centers. According to the report, at least one resident died, two were sexually assaulted, and others were seriously harmed. David Carlson with Disability Rights Washington tells the story of one resident who was left on a dock strapped into a wheelchair with a faulty brake.
What did they do after they strapped him into a wheelchair with the brake that doesn't work very well? They walked away, and he rolled into the water and nearly drowned.
Carlson says these institutions are not doing their core function of keeping people safe. In response, Washington's Department of Social and Health Services says the well-being of its clients is its top priority. Washington has four institutions that house more than 800 disabled people. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.